This past week saw a long-desired idea finally be signed officially, publicly into law. Questions come up about Chris Christie's state Supreme Court nominations, by Republicans, by the way, and a new idea for New Jersey license plates. It's about all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Dallas McHose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Well, let's start with the finale of a long trip, A892. Jessica Lunsford Act passed, signed privately, and this past week saw a public ceremony making New Jersey one of the 46 states who have now instituted Jessica's law. And Jessica's father, Mark, was there for the signing ceremony as well. This is all modeled after 2005 Florida law. Takes effect immediately, would require judges to sentence those convicted of aggravated sexual assault against children under the age of 13 of at least 25 years in prison without parole.
Right. This was a long time in the hopper, as you said, and I'm very happy that we finally got it through in New Jersey. I was an original co-sponsor of the bill along with Dr. Eric Munoz, and Eric flew Mark Lunsford up to New Jersey to talk about this bill years ago, and unfortunately it was just slow going through the process, but we ironed out all the details in terms of there were, you know, concerns from the judicial system. There were concerns from some lawyers, and we got it done. And right now, this sends a message to potential criminals that, you know, we're tough on anyone who harms a child. So it was a very, very emotional day. It was a beautiful day at the State House. The governor, you know, just anyone who's a parent certainly can relate to the fact that, you know, we want to make sure that they know we're tough on people who harm children.
I remember back in 2005 when Mark really started to put his efforts all together, first in Florida and branched out, and just something about him, you looked at him, you listened to him, and you kind of, you just knew this guy was going to make a difference.
Yes, definitely. He's passionate about it. It's been a long time since his daughter was murdered, but the wound is still fresh, and he believes so strongly in this that you know, he takes time out of his own life to go around the country and promote this.
And just as a reference, previously the crime held penalties of 10 to 20 years, and of course we all know too that when a sex offender who preys on children is in the prison population, well, that no parole is often a moot point because they're not going to get out of there alive one way or another, because the prison population kind of does what the courts can't do anymore with the death penalty. The idea of, speaking of courts, state Supreme Court, a lot of people were confused with Chris Christie's actions regarding nominations. There had been this impasse between the state Senate and the Democrats and Camp Christie. And it's now official that Stuart Rabiner is going to be renominated to head the court until, well, he wants to retire, which I guess will be around 2030, if I remember the math right. But there's some concern among Republicans about Lee Solomon, Camden County Republican, nominated to the court as part of the deal with Senate President Sweeney. Some are concerned because Solomon has history as a pro-choicer rather than pro-life. He was running for state assembly. Found an article from 1991 reported that Solomon was among 65 candidates endorsed by New Jersey Right to Choose. Spokesperson for that group was quoted as saying that all those endorsed said they opposed parental notification about minor children being getting abortions as well. Is this a significant concern, that being how much of a proactive in trying to be legislating instead of adjudicating the state Supreme Court is, that someone like Lee Solomon is possibly going to be seated on the court now?
Well, I trust that Governor Christie, when he vets a candidate to be in the important role as a Supreme Court justice, I believe that he looks at many, many factors. The big surprise for me was not so much Lee Solomon's appointment to the court, but yet him, Governor Christie, reappointing Stuart Rabner. You know, my hope was that we would get a new Supreme Court justice. We would change the makeup of the court significantly so that we could attempt to address education funding, and which ultimately will impact our property taxes in the state of New Jersey. So now that we won't have that change at the top, and as you said, he'll be there till 2030, I don't know what that means for us going forward. Lee Solomon is a Republican. I don't know anything about whether a deal was struck or whether Sweeney had any say. I can't speak to that at all. So I just hope and pray that going forward, Governor Christie will be able to make his full complement of appointments to the Supreme Court, and we'll have some movement.
And this all brought about a comment from Senator Ray Lesniak. He is been a proponent of activist Supreme Court, and he was asked what he thought of Solomon's expressed views on abortion. He said this is further evidence Christie was outsmarted in his dealings with the Democrats, or quote Lesniak, Sweeney cleaned his clock. And also, just as a little roundup of what the court action to this past week, Christie's office also renominated 12 judges to the Superior Court. It's been going with vacancies in the recent months. The judges who were not renominated had terms that were scheduled to expire in June or July. So that's how the court situation is shaping up at this point in time. We're talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHose here on Issues and Ideas. AllisonMcHose.com on the web. State House is njledge.state.nj.us. Let us wrap up with, anytime I hear something to do with motor vehicles, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, I think back to computer systems that crashed, inspection equipment that was manufactured in California that didn't take into account that we go below 32 degrees outdoors in the winter here in New Jersey, and that all froze up. And this sounds like a simple idea, changing the license plates from raised lettering to digitally printed flat plates that are less likely to rot and peel and become illegible and then illegal in the weather. That's at least what the agency believes. But given the track record of the MVC, do we even have to be concerned about something, they're fouling up something this simple?
Well, let's hope that this change in technology is a good one. I've been told that the conversion to the new machines, we knew this was coming for quite some time. Ultimately, this will make it easier for the state of New Jersey to get up to speed with other states and have multiple images on license plates. We'll have the ability to more easily have the University of Maryland Alumni Association get plates. In the past, they had, everything was driven by cost. So you had organizations that wanted specialty plates, and they were told, oh, you have to pre-sell them and all that. So the new technology will maybe generate more revenue in the end. And, you know, the key is, as long as law enforcement can still see these plates, they're reflectorized, that's a safety issue. And the bonus is they will hopefully last longer and not fade and peel. So I'm looking at it as a positive.
And they're saying that instead of weeks, it now takes just a few keystrokes to bang out a plate with your name on it. And they're saying that regular fees for regular plates won't go up. But, of course, in New Jersey, we know that's only for now.
Yep.
Don't blink. If you want to share your thoughts on these ideas and bring something to her attention, you can do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And to watch what happens at the State House, njledge.state.nj.us. Is where you can do that. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Have a good day.